So do you ever kind of have that sense or that feeling that things just aren't going your way? Like life has handed you a bowl of lemons and you don't even like lemonade? You know, I know that we all have things that happen to us in our lives that we would prefer not to have happen. And we all have things that happen to us in our lives that we don't quite know what to do with, or we don't quite know how to handle, or we think that we can't handle them. And then when that stuff happens, it can feel like a lot sometimes. You know, for example, maybe your car breaks down and your cat gets in a fight and has to go to the vet, and the washing machine quits working, and your kid gets suspended from school all in the same week. You know, sometimes we have weeks like that. And when that kind of stuff happens, it's really easy to feel like the sky is falling. It's really easy to feel like life is against us, or to feel like a victim, or to even feel sorry for yourself. It's kind of hard, it feels like, at those times just to even get out of first gear. One of the greatest things that I have learned on this spiritual path that I have been walking actually is that the lens through which we look creates our experience of life. So that would mean if you had like blue tinted sunglasses on, everything would appear blue to you out in the world. Or if you had a lens on that says you are a victim, what's going to happen is as you're out there in life, you're going to feel victimized all over the place. Or if you're looking through the lens instead that says, or in addition to that, that you're not supported by life, then you're going to feel like things are heavy and like you have to do it all on your own, like you're all alone. But on the other hand, if you're looking through the lens that says everything always works out, and not just does everything work out, but somehow everything actually works for good. When you have that lens that everything works for good, what happens then is you have an easier time discovering the solutions to the challenges that are in your life. You find ways to resolve those challenges that you wouldn't even be aware of because you wouldn't be open to them when you're looking through that lens that says you're a victim and says that life is against you. When you're looking through that lens that says everything works out and works for my good, then you move through those challenges in your life with greater ease. And then you move through those things and you actually gain something valuable from them. Because that's the belief that you're coming from, that there's something in it that is actually for you. And you actually end up, when you get to the other side of it, being better for it than if you never even had that experience in the first place. Because our life is a result, an outpicturing of our expectations about life. Our life is a reflection of our consciousness about life. It's a reflection of our beliefs and our attitudes and our focus and where we place our focus. Our consciousness is the cause of our experience. I saw a video this week, I don't know if you've seen it online, that it has these eight guys, and four of them are dressed in white shirts, and the other four are in black shirts, and they're basketball players. And the two sides have the two basketballs. Have you guys seen it? It's amazing. The two sides have two basketballs, and it says, this is an awareness test. What you're supposed to do is count how many times the guys in the white shirts pass that basketball. And so they all start moving all over the court, and they're in and out each other, and both sides are throwing the ball back and forth. And so I'm counting one, two, three, another ball's going four, five, up to 11. And it ends, and it says, the white team threw the basketball 11 times. I got it. I was paying attention. And then it says, but did you see the bear that came through the middle of the picture moonwalking? It rewinds it and plays it over again. There is a guy in a bear suit that walks right through the middle of the whole crowd and then moonwalks backwards. I never saw it. I rewound it and watched the first one. It was right there and I never saw it. Our expectations and our focus create our experience, how we experience life. That's just the way that it is. And so the title of my talk today is Shifting Gears. And I'm actually talking about the fact that our experience of life is a result of our beliefs about life and how shifting gears to trusting the good, to trusting the presence of God, to trusting life and that God is good and that life is good actually opens us up to that good. Just like looking for the guy in the bear suit, let the guy in the bear suit show up. When we look for that, we open ourselves up to experience in our lives. It opens us to the good that's already available and enables it to unfold itself in our lives and through us. Because like attracts like. Because there's this thing called the law of correspondence. The outside, our outside world corresponds to our beliefs and our attitudes and our focus. I know that all of us in this room want to live lives that are peaceful. We want to live a life that feels easy. We want to have a sense of peace and a sense of security and a sense that all is well in our lives. We want to have a sense of well-being, and we want to have the sense that we are cared for. We want to trust life, and we want to trust the good. The problem is so often when something shows up in our life that isn't the thing that we would prefer, what happens is we get so focused on that problem, and then what do? We focus on it, and we talk about it. We tell everyone who will listen how terrible this problem is that we're having. We tell our spouse, and we tell our best friend, and we tell our best friend's friend, and we tell our next-door neighbor, and you tell your coworker at work, and then what do? You post it on Facebook. And then you wonder why you feel so overwhelmed by it, why it feels so big and it feels so heavy. You know, I know that we think that by sharing it and telling it, that it's kind of like a pressure valve and we're going to release some of that pressure. And for those of you who are external processors, we have to talk about it to a degree in order to wrap our heads around it, in order to hear ourselves so that we can come up with solutions. But if you are talking about the problem and telling the story over and over and over again just to talk about how awful things are, what you're doing is you're magnifying your experience of it. Every single time you tell the story, you're reliving the feelings of it. And you're keeping it alive with your energy and your attention and your focus every time you rehash and retell that story. But on the other hand, if you are telling the story for the purpose of finding a solution, for the purpose of looking for a new way to see it, then you are opening yourself to that new way to see it, opening yourself to that solution. So it's only a release valve if and when we are telling the story to look for a solution, for an answer, for a new perspective about the problem. In the Science of Mind textbook, Ernest Holmes says, whoops, I just lost my page. He says, we should learn to trust life. There is no power in the universe which wishes anyone ill. Life is good and God is good. Why not accept this and begin to live? That life is good and God is good and there is no power in this universe that wishes us ill. What if the presupposition that you moved through your life with was that life supports you? What if your presupposition that you entered every day with was that God is good and therefore life is good? that God is for you, and therefore life is for you, would you enter your day differently? Can you think about that for a second? What if that was your attitude and the lens you were looking through? Would you approach things in your life differently? Would you have more peace? Would you have more confidence? Would you have a greater sense of ease? Would you have a greater sense of, even in the midst of whatever's going on, that all is well, that everything is going to be okay? Would you have a greater calm or greater poise? Ernest Holmes also says in the Science of Mind textbook, to have faith in God is to have faith in the self. The real self is God, and as such can be implicitly trusted. We can trust that infinite presence just like we can trust our own highest selves, our own spirit. He also says, we must awake to the realization that a divine partnership has already been formed between the seen and the invisible. We have a divine partnership with the infinite love intelligence upon which this universe is founded, is sustained, rests on, rests in. It's a divine partnership. And all that God is already right where we are. Never separate, never apart, never distinct, always right where we are, all around us and within us. And so we can trust that intelligence. We can trust that power for good. You know, good and God mean the same thing. We can trust the good. You can trust that it is on your side, and as you trust that, it unfolds as the peace that you desire in the middle of that situation. As you know that that presence and that power is on your side, you are open to insight that reveals itself. You are open to solutions as they present themselves. But that happens when and if you lean into that presence in trust and in faith. When you lean in with expectancy, when you lean in with openness, expecting to come up with, to hear a solution, an answer, to have guidance, to make a different choice. So I have a friend, Karen, who's going through a lot in her life right now. And she's a religious scientist. And she said to me, I don't know what I'm supposed to be learning from this. Do you do that ever in your life? You may have discovered along with me, you know what? You never are able to get whatever it is that you're learning when you're in the middle of whatever it's going on. You don't have any perspective from there. You can't see the bigger picture when you're in the middle of it. You can't see how it fits into the bigger picture of your life when you're in the middle of it. You only get that insight of what you gained from it with hindsight. After you've gone through it, then you go, wow, look at how different I am. Look at how much I changed. Look at how much I grew. Look at what I discovered about myself. You know, has anybody ever been upset at the ending of a relationship? And you think you're devastated, and you think you can't make it, and you think life is going to end. Oh my goodness, had I known how much I was going to learn by living by myself, to stand on my own two feet, and to have confidence in my decision-making, and to have more strength, and to have more sense of self, all these gifts that come out of what seems like a challenge at the time. Only hindsight do we see what it is that we gained. And so there's a story that says, one of the most inspiring sights in nature is the eagle in flight. With an endless expanse of blue sky behind it, the eagle spreads its mighty wings and soars majestically and gracefully across the sky. Free, powerful, complete. Because of this, the eagle becomes a symbol of how we'd like to be. We all want to soar like the eagle in life. But I wonder if you know how an eagle learns to soar. I am told that there is a particular species of eagles which builds its nest high up on the face of a cliff overlooking the sea. In this nest, the eagle chick is hatched and spends its first days watching its mother come and go, collecting food and bringing it back. One day, Mom decides it's time for her chicks to learn to fly. You know what she does? She forces her way into the nest and then pushes the chicks out. The chicks start plummeting down the cliff face, terrified, shocked, heartbeat racing, aware that death is just seconds away. And then something amazing happens. The chick instinctively spreads its wings, the wings it never knew it had. The plummet becomes a fall and then a gentle rise, and soon the chick is soaring like its mother. It is in that split second of terrifying danger that the chick comes face to face with itself and face to face with a wider reality. In that terrifying moment, the chick discovers what it is. And without that terrifying moment, it will never learn to soar. Those things are how we learn to soar. It's how we discover who and what we are and who and what we are and what we're made of. And so what I know for sure is that every single one of us is on this eternal pathway. Every single one of us, we are eternal beings on this eternal pathway that is forever unfolding, and that we are ever unfolding more and more of who we are, ever unfolding more and more of our true nature, ever unfolding more and more of our greater yet to be that already exists within us. The baby eagle didn't even know it had wings. You know what else I know? We are never being punished. We are never being tested by God. That's an old paradigm that we were probably raised with as kids, that there was a God that judges us, that's separate and apart. We're never judged. We're never punished. We're never tested. It's time we update that software. It's time we update that idea of what that infinite presence that we live and move and have our beingness within is. It's an infinite intelligence and an infinite love and an infinite good, a presence and power of good and a presence and power of infinite potential that we have come from, that we live in, that we are supported by, that we are filled with. It's the oneness of that presence. That power and that presence supports its own creation. It supports its own creation because we are its creation. We are the out-picturing of it. As it supports us, it supports its own expression. Why would it not support us? It's supporting itself in its own unfolding in us and through us and as us. That fullness and that wholeness and that allness of spirit is right where we are. In the Course in Miracles, it says, the basis of all fear is the belief that God is not with us. When we remember that infinite presence is right here, it's the essence of my own beingness. It's the essence of my life. My life is the life of God. There's no separation. It's impossible for God to go anywhere because God is everywhere. That allness of the divine presence is supporting you right where you are in that challenge. We are being supported to discover who and what we are, to discover our greatness. Mary Murray Shelton, in her book Guidance from the Darkness, says, when we live in trust, we find a greater awareness and discovery of who we are. When we're in that trust, we move through things with greater ease and we discover that's already within us. And so I think what needs to happen then is we begin, when things are stressful, by just taking our mind off of the stressor and allowing ourselves to get centered. And when you get centered, to start telling yourself the truth. Life is for me. God is good. That infinite presence is right here. Whatever the truth is that you need to know. And so in the Science of Mind textbook, Ernest Holmes has written a bunch of, he calls them meditations, but they're just things to read like affirmations. And so I'm going to have you repeat this one after me, because this might be something that you tell yourself when you're feeling stressed and you take your attention off of the stressor and get centered. And tell yourself this, so you can repeat after me. The spirit within me is in perfect rest. The center of my being is quiet and poised. The center of my being is quiet and poised. I let my inner spirit fill my whole being. I let my inner spirit fill my whole being with peace and stillness. With peace and stillness. I now relax my body and my mind. I now relax my body and my mind. I let the divine tranquility fill me. I let the divine tranquility fill me. Do you want to do it again? I thought so. The spirit within me is in perfect rest. The spirit within me is in perfect rest. The center of my being is quiet and poised. The center of my being is quiet and poised. I let my inner spirit fill my whole being.
I let my inner spirit fill my whole being.
With peace and stillness.
With peace and stillness.
I now relax my body and mind.
I now relax my body and mind.
I let the divine tranquility fill me. Does it feel good? Gosh, we can squirrel out and let our minds run with things. We just have to tell ourselves the truth. You let that go and you tell yourself the truth so you can become centered and poised and calm. And then you see all sorts of options and have insight and solutions and inner guidance of where to go and what to do. You tell yourself the truth. Life is for me. God is for me. I can trust that God of my own beingness. You tell yourself all the intelligence, all the wisdom is right here inside of me, guiding me now. It is leading you on a pathway of peace. And it is leading you on a pathway of self-discovery. It is leading you on a pathway of unfolding good. But you must look for that. And you must trust that in order to find it. So my invitation to you is to expand your story. When you find yourself caught up in one of those ain't it awful stories, expand your story to contain something more, to contain something bigger about how this is actually in some way for you and for good. Not for your good like your parent says they're going to spank you. This is for your own good. No, it's for good. It turns into good. As you walk through it, know that you are being supported in your own self-discovery. And when you start telling yourself how bad things are, you can also tell yourself in that exact moment, something wonderful is happening right now. Because it is. But you have to look for it. Look for the gift, even in the midst of the challenge. Ask yourself, in the middle of this, where do I find joy? There's still joy in your life, and there might even be joy right there where you are. Where do I find joy in the middle of this? Where do I find happiness? Where do I find peace in the middle of whatever's going on? Where do I find insight? And where do I find my own personal power? Where do I find meaning in this that's going on? In fact, to ask yourself, is this creating greater meaning in my life right now? Where do I discover something greater? Where do I discover a deeper love, a love for myself, or a love for others, or a love for life and how precious life is? What am I discovering in the middle of it? Open to that which is greater, that is seeking to unfold itself. Know that it is a catalyst for that which is greater, and trust life, and trust that divine presence, and trust your own soul that is leading you on this pathway. And as a result, you'll be moving through those things in life with much more grace and ease and poise and confidence and a sense of well-being. And did I say peace? And so blessings to every single one of you on this path of self-discovery, this path of unfolding your own magnificent self. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so we take our attention from this world of appearances and recognize that, yes, indeed, there is a divine partnership. And so we place our focus and our attention there on that divine partnership, recognizing that there is only one. One power, one presence, one life. That which holds, contains everything within itself. That presence of the infinite one, love and intelligence and peace and good without bounds, whose center is everywhere and whose circumference is nowhere. That infinite presence fills all of time and all of space with its beingness, for it is the all in all, through all, as all. And so recognizing that, I recognize that it is impossible to be separate or apart from this infinite one. For everything is it in expression. And that means that I am it in expression and you are it in expression. And therefore we hold this conduit in our hands. For it is in our trust and in our faith and in our openness, in our looking for it, that we open ourselves to that boundless good. And in it flows, for that is its nature. We don't have to try, and it doesn't have to try. This is just what it does. It unfolds itself as a boundless good. And so today we recognize that we walk in that presence and with that presence and as that presence. That we live and move and have our beingness within it, and it lives and moves and has its beingness within us and within our lives and as our lives. And so today, if we have been holding on to any seeming challenge or difficulty, we let that go. And instead, we step into divine partnership in trust and in faith and in openness to receive the answer, the solution, the way, the gift, the unfolding of that which is beautiful and magnificent and a blessing. And so it is with a grateful heart and in recognition that this is a blessing that I release this prayer, knowing that it is unfolding itself in each and every single one of our lives right now because we have accepted it as so. And in that openness, it flows. And so I say thank you, life, for this. And if you are in agreement with these words, I invite you to say with me, and so it is.